Hey, dude, guess what tonight? Olé, pool party, olé, my house, 8 o'clock. Olé, 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 olé,
olé. Olé, 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 olé. Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one Super Saiyan podcast in all of Namek. I am your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason Razorman Cumulus.
I like that you integrate things the way you do, because you use Namek as the place, but Saiyan as the face.
Yeah, I like to, I like to combine the references to for maximum effect. This is your new theme song, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's like, it's way better than that Kid Rock one, for sure.
I think so. I think it sounds a little bit better. I would much rather listen to this, like, in my car, driving around.
Right? This is great.
So how are things with you?
I know. Smashy. Smashtastic.
You've been smashing a lot of things the last week?
I wanted to. Yeah, it's been a real piece of shit couple of weeks. But, getting by, trying not to smash things. You know that feeling? Or do you just go out and smash shit?
I just smash shit, to be honest with you.
It's the number one podcast about smashing shit.
What's the matter with you? Why are you so bummed out?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably just mood and illness and shit like that.
Ilcon, they're making you upset?
No, not those dudes. Are they making, or do you have any beefs with any podcasts that you need to get off your chest?
Well, I usually do, yeah.
That sounded well loaded. So what's your thing, friend? What's going on with you? Who's disappointing you today? Well,
these sons of bitches over at Kissing Contest. Although,
what'd they do?
Well, now I'm going to commit the same podcast crime that they committed, since we're bringing this up so early in the podcast. But they were like 30 seconds into their new episode before they started talking trash about us.
About us?
Yeah, man, they just got launched right into it. They didn't even like announce the name of their podcast. They were just like, welcome, Pool Party Radio is stupid, huh? It was like,
why? Why were they upset? What? Why are they so sad and bummed out? These fellows who live in New York City, but can't be arsed to do anything in New York City except sit around and record a podcast.
They were like really upset because like we have very large muscles and their muscle mass is like kind of on the wane, you know?
Yeah, and I heard that we're also very good looking and they're not attractive physically.
Yeah. They're like really upset about that. And, you know, like that, like we're really cool and people like us. And then like, they're kind of like, you know, on the outs, you know, societally. So, you know, they were like upset about all those things.
Okay, cool. That's not new, but, you know, as long as they're still upset. Well, that sucks. That sucks that they're bummed out. I don't know. Do you have anything that you want to say to them, I guess?
Yeah, I do. But I'll call the junk food dinner hotline to let them know. I'll leave a voicemail at 347.
What's that number?
I believe it's 347-746-JUNK. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, by the way, at Pool Party Radio, if you want to talk to Frisbee, go ahead and leave a voicemail, 347-746-JUNK. Talk to Frisbee. Everybody's using this hotline nowadays. Why can't we use it?
I don't know. It's your podcast. Both of these are. I assume it's your phone line, unless somebody else has access to it. I don't know how any of that shit works.
It works with Kevin's phone.
Okay.
So he's just
so
like,
Kevin has to tell you that I got a voicemail.
Yeah.
About something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how the voicemail line works. Just call it. I think that's the right number. I've only been listening to it being said for 5 years. I guess I should probably know it by now.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been doing it for quite a long time. Getting all the best voicemails, like from Kyle from Kentucky and Matthew Sweet Boy.
Oh, I love that Sweet Boy.
Oh, wait. Is he upset because we didn't review his dog yet? He sent like 3 emails about it.
Did we get a Matthew Sweetboy dog? I know that Josh is getting impatient.
Mike Dick.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, he's not upset about it. He thinks his dog's going to die soon, so we should probably review it before it dies.
That's a good point. Was it the breaking glass thing? Was that it? Because people seemed very upset about that.
Shelby Cobras was not happy.
He was not happy. Okay.
But, you know, I think he was mostly not happy. I think he was just using that as an excuse because he's very upset that, like, he has, like, very little, like, upper body strength, whereas, like, we have, like, very good pectoral muscles and, like, our shoulders are well-defined. And, like, Shelby Cobras, like, his legs aren't, like, very good, you know, like, he doesn't have a lot of muscles in him. You can't do, like, a lot of squats, to whereas, like, we have very good calf muscles and our thighs are very good, in terms of muscularity. So I think that that's really what made Shelby Cobras, the most upset.
Yeah, I think in the world of podcasters, we're fabulously muscle. And everybody else is kind of like a stick figure. It feels weird being like the Cadillac of men around all these young, boys, these prepubescent boys.
Yeah. You know, like we are great when it comes to like, you know, health and fitness. A lot of these other podcasters we hang out with, like their health and fitness is like just way down. In fact, Katie Rotz was supposed to be on this show, but she is so unhealthy that she can't even talk into a microphone.
It's not funny because it's true, but it's just very funny that that's the case. It's coincidental and it fits in with what we're saying. Yeah, she's very sick, so sick that she can't speak, but she can text.
Yeah.
Oh man, the emojis I've been getting of like people vomiting and whatnot, it's very telling.
Yeah, she was also supposed to go on that one podcast, which our podcast bros of ours. And, which I was kind of jealous of. So I'm kind of happy that that didn't happen. Like I was like a little bit upset that I've never been on that one podcast and then she was going on that one podcast. So I'm pretty glad that that got sabotaged. I'm not saying that I'm the one who like mailed her a virus or anything, but that's what I'm saying.
I like that the name of that podcast is That One Movie Podcast because I was so confused for a few moments and like, oh yeah, that's the actual title of it.
Yeah, it makes it, it like makes it so that whenever I look at the title of that podcast, I think about our friend Blake Sell, because for like 10 years, his AIM messenger name was That One Guy. So I always think, like whenever I see them on Twitter, like That One Movie Podcast, I'm always like, oh, cool, Blake Sell put out a podcast. I got to listen to this, like for like just like a split second, because I've got like a Pavlovian response to anybody. You know, calling things That One something.
Yeah.
Katie Ross was going to be on the show, Mr. Frisbee.
I heard. No, she's not. Because of avian flu.
She's got the avian flu.
Yep.
But she was going to talk to us about vaping. This was going to be our first edition of a new segment called Vape to Vape Chat. I have a theme song. Let's get into it now. Even though she's not here, we can talk a little bit about vaping. Here's the theme for Vape to Vape Chat.
Let's just let that one ride out. It's like all... It sounds like you're destroying all the misconceptions and preconceived notions about vaping.
That's true.
That's what you're doing. Yeah.
I Googled the phrase vaping and Reddit yesterday. And the first thing that pops up is a YouTube video that says, vaping, why does everybody hate us? Or something like that. And I thought that was funny.
Yeah, you got to break down those barriers, dude.
Yeah, we got to break down the walls. Like Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Tear the walls down.
Yeah, so.
That's what he would do.
That's exactly what he would
do. He would put somebody in a lion tamer. Or Walls of Jericho and vape while doing so.
Yeah.
He'd look so relaxed and chill.
Like he always does.
Yeah. Did you get some... You got the vape then. The vape... The e-liquid? What do they call it?
Electronic liquid. is what they call it. I don't know what they call it. I literally, like, I have no fucking clue what any of this stuff is. But it came in, like, a cool blue box that I'm, like, really into. And, like, I might put, like, some cool, you know, some cool things in there.
Boss.
I love boxes. I'm going to be honest with you. I might put some toys in there. You know?
There you go. Did you feel like Steven Dorff when you got it? You're like, I used to be a smoker, but now I got this cool blue box.
Everything's
A-okay.
Yeah. And then I listened to Gwar like he did in that movie SFW.
Mm-hmm. And you got attacked by little naked dudes from the gates of hell.
Yeah. But yeah, this is from Craft Vapory. CraftVapory.com. If you're interested in vaping out there, I know you are. I know that everybody who listens probably vapes because...
Yeah, why else would you be listening to this if you weren't already vaping or wanted to vape?
Yeah, and judging by the vape economy of my town, like literally everybody on earth is vaping because I live in like the smallest, dinkiest town, but there's still like 8 vape stores.
Right. I wanted to touch on this for a second because I live in a very small town also, and there's all this... Like, that's half the economy. You go down this street, you're like, oh, Little Caesars and Vape Palace. Okay. Then you go down a little bit further, and it's like, oh, there's that other pizza joint and the Vapory. And you go down some more, and you're like, oh, there's that bank I usually hit the ATM at. Another fucking vape store. Like, there's more vape options than there are food locations. So you'll never be broke with vaping. You'll always have that. I mean, you might have to drink it if all the food is gone.
Which wouldn't be so bad. Some of these vape things smell really nice. And I think that they sent me like little M&Ms, but I'm not exactly sure yet. There's like a little package here that has like jelly beans or like M&Ms in them, but I haven't opened it yet to find out. Because I'm not exactly sure. Perhaps I'm supposed to smoke this in some way. Maybe it's not candy at all, so I don't want to eat it yet.
Okay.
But they sent some cool. They sent a nice handwritten letter, which was very nice, very cordial.
What was the name of the place again?
Craft Vapory.
Craft Vapory.
You can go there, craftvapory.com, Mr. Frisbee.
Okay. What else did they send you in this cool blue box?
Well, they said that they were going to send things that would like suit my flavor. My flavor tastes, which I think that they did. But then they also said that they would send me something to actually do the vaping with, which they did not. So I can't actually vape any of these things this week. I have to go out and like buy a vape thing, which I have no idea about. I'm going to be like the oldest man going into the vape store and being like, hello, teenagers. I need a vape unit, please.
One vape unit, sir. That's what you should, how you should present yourself for sure.
Please, teenager, one vape unit for my vaping pleasure.
What a world. We're in the future today.
Mm-hmm. But they sent some cool flavors. They sent this one that I'm very eager to try. Mm-hmm. It's called the Number 5 Beard.
Hey, because you got a beard.
Yeah, and it's got a picture of a dude with a beard on the little bottle. These little bottles that the vape flavors come in, Frisbee, I love them.
Oh, they're cute, huh?
Yeah, like, it makes me feel like a scientist, because I got, like, these cool little glass, like, bottles that are, like, you know, they got, like, an ounce of liquid in them. I feel like I'm Dr. Moreau, you know, and, like, if I mix the right combination together, I'll have, like, a man who's, like, also half pig, you know?
Yeah, who desperately wants to die, but you'll have him, and it'll be great.
Yeah, he'll be in so much pain from being a weird animal hybrid that... he will want to die, but, you know, I'll be like such a psychopath that I won't let him.
You'll be too overwhelmed by making more. You'll be like, please kill me, father. And you'll be like, oh, this is great. This is the loveliest creature.
I love this.
So beard number 5 is the first one. Have you tried smelling it to get an idea of what it might taste like?
Yeah, the smells are good. It smells like some kind of like caramel concoction that you might want to put in your mouth or something. There are little cards that say like what they're all supposed to taste like, but I want to taste them first before I look at those to see if they match up.
Yeah, test your palate, right?
Yeah, I want to see if I, you know, if I got that refined palate.
What else did they send you then?
Well, they sent that one, and it comes with like a cool dropper that reminds me of doing liquid acid, which I'm very happy about.
No, well, don't get confused. not for tasting.
Also, it should be said that I got all these the lowest nicotine milligram amounts because I don't want to get addicted, but I do want to get like a little toasty on nicotine. So I, you know, I'm not straight edge, you know. I want to rebel and just have the smallest amount of nicotine possible. there's also one called Gravel Pit, which doesn't
sound tough.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an appetizing taste, but it does remind me of the Wu-Tang Clan. And that's pretty important, I think.
Yeah.
That one is like sealed, so I don't know what that one smells like yet. They also sent this one, which is called King Kong. Also another thing that maybe doesn't sound like it's going to taste good at first, but it smells really good. So that's cool. These all come with like lots of government warnings on them, by the way. I'm not supposed to give this to children or pregnant ladies.
Pregnant ladies?
Or pregnant children, especially, it says.
Oh, okay. Not for animals or prego animals either.
Well, it doesn't say anything about animals, so I think Kepi is probably going to vape with me. He's going to get pretty...
That sounds rad.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a real chill dog. Yeah, like, you'll take a hit, you'll give Kepi a hit, you'll take another one, and when you go back to give Kepi another hit, he's going to have sunglasses on, and he'll be on a surfboard or a skateboard or something.
Yeah, that's how he works. This one is the one I'm most eager about. It's called Yellow Submarine, which sounds trippy. I'm into that. That backs up my whole thing where I pretend this is acid.
Yeah, but let it be known that you're not a Beatles fan, and that seems like a Beatles reference.
That is a Beatles reference.
Yeah.
So maybe it won't be good. Maybe it will taste like Ringo. Maybe it'll be the worst one of the four. But yeah, this one smells very lemony and not in a cleaning your house sort of way, like in a yummy sort of I'm going to put this on my tacos way. So I'm pretty excited about that one.
Okay. Yeah, these sound pretty good.
Yeah. I regret that I can't vape them for you and let you know more about them yet, but I guess we're going to have to unveil this mysteries over the course of several weeks. Until I go buy a vape thing, which I might do today, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Do you want to live vape these, or do you want to just report back?
Oh, I'm going to have to
about live. What you tasted?
I'm going to have to live vape.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, I need to hear those sweet vape sounds.
Yeah.
Much like when you're trying to snack on something. I need to know that it's happening in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it'll go. We'll do it live on the air. A lot of these podcasts out there that like do, you know, that like talk about snacks, sometimes they don't even eat the snacks on the air. They just eat them off air during a break and then come back and tell you about them. And it's like, I kind of feel like they're not even eating snacks. They're just making it up. You know, that's just
me. Yeah, right. I feel like I'm being lied to a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I will definitely be vaping those soon in the upcoming weeks. Not next week, the week after. For sure. Or maybe the week after that. We don't know. We don't have a producer here to tell us when exactly we have to do things.
Yeah, we've been kind of off the path here lately. So who knows? That'll happen though, for sure.
It will definitely happen. and who knows? For all I know, maybe those guys sent a vape item apparatus separately. Maybe it'll come. I don't want to, you know, I got, you know, who knows? I don't want to go out and buy one. Yeah, I don't want to have two of them.
Although I heard that's the thing to do, right? Like, there's all sorts of different vape pens. Remember that day when we were looking at all the different vaporizers? And, well, no, those were actually people had modded vape pens to look steampunkish. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. I can't shake it from my nightmares.
I know. Yeah, it's the last thing I see when I go to bed, and it's the first thing I see when I wake up.
Yeah.
Actually, no, reverse that. It's the last thing I see before I wake up. It's the first thing I see after I fall into a restful slumber. It's like the Babadook. It's just crawling along the ceiling, and then it jumps into my face, and I'm like, oh, it got me.
Oh,
that steampunk vape pen got me.
Oh, this not subtle metaphor is all in my face. It got me. It got me with its heavy handedness.
Yeah, those were heavy hands, though. They had these long fingernails on them.
That's true. So you watched The Babadooks?
Some of it. I need to finish it. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's about grief, for sure.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It also makes me not want to have kids.
Yeah, I hate little kids in movies, and I always hope that they die because they're, like, super annoying. And that's the king of all the shitty little kids. Like, he's way worse than Bob from House by the Cemetery. He's way worse than that kid that looks like Didi Ramone from Who Could Kill a Child. The most annoying kid in all of moviedom is that shitty little piece of shit from The Babadook. All he does is scream the whole time.
Oh, he's super effective, man. Like, that kid, I'm curious to see what he does after this, as far as, like, a film career goes. Because, yeah, he's hands down the most annoying child on screen. And that's not an accident. It's not like, I mean, he's a child actor. He's acting. He's so fucking good at what he's doing, at being obnoxious. So, yeah, that was really stressful watching all those scenes. But I need to finish it up, see how it wraps up.
Well, it's going to wrap up pretty heavy-handed. I'm going to be honest with you.
Some more heavy-handedness? Are you going to spoil it for me? I got called out for spoiling something for somebody last week.
Yeah, we spoiled It Follows for Robo last week, but I don't even think you can spoil that movie. There's, like, literally no plot.
I mean, well, there is some plot. Like, stuff happens. It's not like Holy Mountain, where it's like, oh, this is trippy and weird, but that's trippy and weird, too, and look how trippy and weird this is. I mean, yeah, there's some unrequited love and shit like that in it, but I don't think it's... it is a lot of tone. It is a lot of just trying to recapture 70s, 80s slasher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think I spoiled it that much. I was just like... Oh, yeah, this thing that follows. It's in the fucking title. I don't know how you can spoil it if the title's like, hey, there's this thing that follows you, is the name of the movie.
Well, we owed Robo one anyway. He spoiled Clownstrophobia on his podcast.
Oh, boy.
And I was really looking forward to Clownstrophobia, starring nobody, directed by a loser. So, you know. He spoiled that. We'll spoil this.
Yeah.
It's eye for an eye out there, Robo.
Yeah, it's cutthroat in this podcast game, apparently. What the fuck? We're being called out before even somebody gives a title, and now we're getting yelled at for spoil or not spoil. And then this other thing with, what the fuck was it? Getting pissed at breaking glass?
Yeah, Shelby.
It's hard. It's tough as hell being the most muscular guys in the podcast game and everybody trying to take you down.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's tough. Everybody gets so jealous of your muscles. You know, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. But hey, when you got the most muscles in podcasting, aside from Joe Rogan, we are number two on iTunes podcasters with muscles list.
Nothing to be ashamed of, though.
He's got great muscles.
Yeah.
So it's him, and then it's us, and then it's Paul F. Tompkins.
Wouldn't it be funny? He's like the kingpin. He's got so much muscle under those bulky suits.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if Paul F. Tompkins, like, if he took off his dumb suits and, like, took off his mustache to reveal, like, that he was, like, really super cut underneath? Wouldn't that be, like, the most funny thing?
It would be the only funny thing Paul F. Tompkins has done in the past 20 years since Mr. Show.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know that much about what he does, aside from other podcasts. He does that Dead Authors thing that I like well, but I like the people he has on it more so. And haven't listened to any much else.
Yeah. He sucks. I tried listening to his one podcast or one of his podcasts a long time ago when I was first getting into podcasts. Or, like, not when I was first getting into them, but when everybody else, like, every other comedian who was on basic cable started getting into them. And it sucked. I hate him. He is my arch nemesis. I've talked about this before.
Oh, so he is like the kingpin. You're like Matt Murdock then.
Yeah, I'm like a muscular Matt Murdock. And he's the kingpin.
That's right.
I just hate him so much. Who do you hate the most in podcasting?
In podcasting?
Yeah, like, who, out of all the podcasters, who's your arch nemesis?
Oh, Shit, I haven't really encountered one that I don't like that much. Maybe Scott Aukerman. Hmm. It's really tough to listen to Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, I don't like that show. That was around when I first started getting into podcasts, I think, and it would always be like, hey, we got Weird Al and Michael Ian Black on. And then I would try to listen to it, like trying to listen to these two very funny people have like a real conversation, because that's sort of like what, you know, I expect from a podcast is real conversations. Mm-hmm. And nope, it was just a bunch of stupid voices and weird sounds. Glass breaking. I hated it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't know how to break glass. It's like we do on the show.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't. It made me heated. So I'm never listening to that show again.
Well, shit. I'm looking through the stuff that I tried listening to, and
is it Jonah Ray from the Nerdist podcast?
I haven't listened to any of that. I haven't listened to a lot of podcasts, and especially lately, and this is kind of a shame to admit. The only things I've been listening to are Lou Reed's The Internet for You, mm-hmm. and Black Nerd Power. Those have been the only ones. Used to be like Smartest Man in the World, a couple others, but no way, dude. Have not been listening to many podcasts at all. Been busy as fuck. And yeah, I mean, that's really it. Like when you're actually busy doing shit, it takes away all your time. So I do not find time to listen to podcasts that much.
That's sad for you.
A little. I mean, feel more productive than I ever have. So that's good.
But don't you miss all your goofy pals?
I do. I really don't know what anybody's been up to. Like, I've kept up with some of them through text messaging and online chats, but for real, I've not been listening to too many. It's a sad state of affairs. I need to catch back up on a lot of these.
Yeah, me too. I'm way far behind on my podcasts because I've been listening to Howard Stern nonstop for like 3 weeks.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've listened to like
it doesn't have to be like.
Go ahead.
Like what?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, though, is like you've got these other things going on. So I don't know, man. It's like when you're a kid and you're trying to read comic books and you have to keep up with the comic book, because if you miss like a month or a week or whatever, then you're out of the loop and you have to catch back up, and that takes a lot of time. So it's, you know, you got other shit to do. You want to revisit those old Howard Sterns. I've been trying to figure out this fucking video game and watching, well, on the subject of it, Daredevil. Watch all those this past week.
Nice. You like it?
It was all right. It's way bloodier than other Marvel Enterprise sort of things. So it's like, have you watched any of it yet?
I watched the first two episodes.
Yeah. And it picks up from there. Like once Vincent D'Onofrio is in the show as Wilson Fisk, then it's this, I don't know. It's fucking nuts is what it is. Like, he's slamming people's heads in car doors and all that shit.
I like that.
Oh, man, he's tough. He's a tough dude. He's, like, the toughest bald man.
Well, that sounds good. I'll get into it. I like this idea of, like, very low-stakes superheroes. Like, as much as I like the Marvel Universe, like, the Avengers, like, franchise, like, the canon stuff, you know? Like, one thing it's kind of done is make it so that every single superhero movie has to be about, like, the end of the universe now. Because, like, they set the stakes so high in Avengers that, like, all the new superhero movies are about that. And, yeah. It's kind of a bummer. Like, I kind of just, like, you know, like, Iron Man 1. Like, this was just a dude where, like, the stakes were that, like, terrorists might get good guns. You know? Or, you know, like, X-Men...
Or- Yeah, or like corporate backstabbing is also a thing.
Yeah, or like Spider-Man, where it's like a scientist might, you know, he might make a weird serum that gives him super strength. You know, like those were the stakes. But now it's like always, oh, we're getting attacked by dark elves. They're going to destroy the universe. Oh, Ronan the Accuser going to blow up planets, destroy the universe. Everybody's destroying the universe. That's why I like that new The Wolverine movie so much. Because, like, it was just Wolverine fighting Yakuza guys. Like, there were, like, basically no stakes at all. But, yeah, so that's what I like
He woke up one day and he's like, trying to fuck up some Yakuza, I guess.
Yeah, like they were just trying to kidnap. They were just trying to kidnap a girl and he wasn't having it. So, but that's what I like about Daredevil. It's just like a dude, like, just fighting criminals, you know? There's no evil dark elves or anything like that.
Yeah. I think that's why I like it too. And I'm kind of liking it better than Spider-Man. I don't know much about what the comic book was like aside from like the Frank Miller run and some of the basics. Like, I had no idea he had a friend named Foggy. That was totally confusing to me. I'm like, what, they make this guy up or something? Like, I had no introduction to it at all. So the first thing you see is like Foggy Nelson trying to sweeten up some cop, bribe some cop or whatever. And like, oh, this asshole is going to die pretty quick. No, he's a very strictly held character in that series. But yeah, it's a bit different from Spider-Man. I thought Spider-Man was more relatable when I was a kid because he wasn't like some billionaire jumping around in a suit, like a robot suit or a Batman suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a high school trying to get by. And Matt Murdock is this guy who's trying to help out the neighborhood he grew up in by being a lawyer, but he can't see. Instead, he interprets the world completely differently. Like, he has this sort of vision, this sort of radar vision, but it all looks nuts to him. So in the comic book, he actually goes insane. Like, that's how people have been writing him from session to session, is that he gets depressed and then he slowly goes insane because he's seen things so differently than anybody else can. So it's pretty interesting. I feel like that would be the more interesting of the two. Because Spider-Man, I don't know if you paid much attention to that growing up as a kid, but it was like the Clone Wars, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And then Venom and Carnage and that kind of thing into it. I'd recommend you watch more of them. Give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll check it out. And yeah, Spider-Man, some of that Spider-Man stuff sucks.
Yeah. For sure. It's a great idea. Like, a lot of those Marvel comics are great ideas, but then when you see them play out, you're like, oh, this is not interesting at all. Like, where Daredevil is now, apparently, he's gone past the breaking point and he's revealed that he's Matt Murdock and he just kind of goes about his day anyway. Like, he's very happy-go-lucky. Seems real dumb, not interested. But the idea of it's totally badass. Like, when you watch this series, you're like, oh man, he's jumping between buildings and he's blind, but he's able to interpret things weirdly and kick some ass. It's really cool, but I don't know.
I'm into it. Another thing I'm into is dogs. I don't know if you know that about me.
Yeah, I heard that you were into reviewing dogs.
I am. In fact, we have some dogs here to review. Maybe we'll get to two of them. Maybe we'll do two dogs real quick. This is a dog from Matt, listener Matt. The same Matt, I believe, who drew the draft for your statue for the time that you ended gender inequality.
Oh, that Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can see where he gets his artistic inspiration from. This dog is pretty beautiful.
He says, please tell me how about my dog. Can you look deep into his eyes, please, and tell me what you see? I would love to. This is a pretty chill dog. He sent us a close-up of the eyes, which I appreciate.
What do you see in those eyes?
I see stoicism. I see a guy who's read a lot of Roman poetry, a lot of ancient Roman philosophy. One thing I like about this dog is, like, you know, looking at the thumbnails, it looks like some sort of like huge Great Dane or something, like in the facial region. And then when you click on the full picture, he's got like, he's appears to just have the body of like a kind of a normal dog. So it's sort of a Great Dane head on a normal, like, border collie sort of body. And I'm into that.
Am I wrong about this, or does he seem like he has cat eyes? Like, piercing cat eyes.
Yeah. To better look into your soul, I think. This is a very introspective, a very philosophical, a very deep dog, I feel. This dog, he knows more than 7 quotes from Nietzsche, I think.
Yeah, and you can probably read it in the original tongue, too.
Yeah, I definitely think that's part of it. And, he knows some of the deeper cuts, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got good ears. As we've talked about, I like dogs. You know, I like the ears of dogs. And he's got one ear completely up, like he's listening, you know, because he's always got his ear to the streets. And then one dog's kind of, you know, one ear's kind of flapped over, you know, like how I think is cute when the ears are flapped over.
Yeah, so he's interested, but he's saving his energy also.
Yeah, I respect that. He's got a cool tattoo of chest hair, you know. He's like a black dog, but he's got cool white chest hair, which is something I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's a map of Russia on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least actually it looks like Russia, India, and some sort of hybrid of Europe on the other side. I don't know if that's accurate, though. Well, it's not because it's not a thing, but yeah, it's a pretty sweet tattoo. I'd have to agree.
Yeah, this is a pretty good dog. You know, it's like I like him. I like to spend some time with him. I don't know that I would want to cuddle this dog necessarily. He doesn't seem like a...
too intellectually intimidating. I feel like he'd want to talk about Russian literature instead.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, dog, you know, you want to cuddle or play with a ball. And he'd just be like, oh, you know, let me tell you about the time I read War and Peace. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really into Dostoevsky nowadays. And I just like, oh, I can't, you know, I never read that book, dog. You know, I'd be like, come
on. Is there any cuddling in that War and Peace book? Can we do that?
Yeah, I'd be like, let's just cuddle. Kind of,
he'll sigh heavily and just kind of lay down by himself. He's like, no, I'll just wait for you to read it. Then he opens up Gravity's Rainbow. He's like, I just need to get into this one, knock it out before I go to bed.
Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, I'm not really into dog stuff so much as I'm into, you know, all this weird Russian literature, all the stuff that Norm Macdonald tweets about. That's the kind of stuff I'm into.
Yeah. He unlaughingly goes through all of Norm Macdonald's tweets, even the ones about sports caps, where he's just live tweeting what's happening in a game.
Which is all that Norm Macdonald does anymore. But he did spend a lot of time tweeting about his favorite parts of his favorite Dostoevsky novels for a while. That was a good period in Norm Macdonald's life.
That's good.
Yeah,
he'd be into that.
Yeah, this is a pretty good dog. I'm going to give him 3.5 out of 5 Dostoevskys because he looks chill. He looks good, but I don't know if I would want to spend an extended amount of time with him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Call him up and get coffee every once in a while.
Yeah. I would want to keep up with him, keep up with his life, but I don't know if I want to be in his life.
There's no name for this dog. What is this dog's name, do you think?
Nabokov.
Gogol.
Yeah.
Nikolai. That's probably a good name for him.
Let's do another dog if we can. You know, it's breaking the rules. We got some dogs here. This one is from Mike Dick. He says, what do you think of this dog? This is my favorite dog, Boris. And it's just 3/4 of the face of a dog where its eyes are popping out in a weird way. And this dog is ugly.
I think his cataracts are fading. It's a very old dog. And we're only getting 3/4 of its head. One eye is really popping forward in one direction. The other one's kind of going down in the other direction. He's like that old-timey film actor in all those cowboy films.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like the same. Yeah, he looks like one of the crazy guys that would be on the bad guy Cowboys team.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Shit, I can't remember his name, but he was, you know, the one with the googly eye.
Yeah.
One eye's looking at you and the other eye's looking at everybody else.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, let's go with that. Forrest Whitaker from all those cowboy films.
Yeah, this dog is wretched. I don't know. I think, like, I like these little dogs. This is like a Boston Terrier or something. Or an Austin, Texas Terrier, actually.
Might be an Austin, Texas Terrier. It could also be, like, a pug.
Could be.
Pugs are like that.
They got fucked up eyes, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think if I knew more about this dog, if I think I could see that body, that cute body, that little butt.
Well, we don't know if it's cute or not.
Yeah.
Be just as bad or worse.
Yeah, it could be. Based on this, though, I'm giving this dog our first bad score. I'm giving this dog 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5 eyes. Ugly eyes. 2 out of 5 Forrest Whitakers.
Gotcha.
For this dog.
But there's more submissions from Mike, so don't let that get you down, I guess.
Yeah, he sent another. He says, what do you think of this dog? This is Keisha. The studio dog, the Kissing Contest studio dog, that, according to their listeners, is the number one member of Kissing Contest these days, I think. I think people voted for that dog to be on the show above everybody else.
Okay.
It's a pit bull. Sorry, this is not a good pick, but I'm not a person that takes picks of dogs. Also, this was its sleeping position, and it's kind of not safe for work. Yeah, this is this dog. This seems wretched. I think, right? Like, this is a weird sleep position where it's like sort of on its back, but it also looks like it's suffering the, suffering from rigor mortis because some of its limbs are just outstretched.
Yeah, it looks like a Renaissance painting sort of dog, but like one of the people who'd be falling from heaven and becoming a wretched human being or going to hell.
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely like that last dog, Nabokov. Like, if he were to paint his favorite scene from Dante's Inferno, it would look a little bit like this, I think.
Yeah, and I'm almost certain that dog has painted such, like, in his basement or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's on a couch for sure, and he looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then, like, we can, like, definitely see some of the junk, you know? Like, I can see some of the pink parts, you know, down there.
Yeah, that's not attractive. This is very not safe for work.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if it's just my monitor's dirty, but it looks like they've got like a nice black couch here, and this dog's like a light brown, and it looks like it's shedding all over the couch. And like, that's not cool. You know, someone's gonna have to clean that.
Yeah.
You know.
There's another photo though of the same dog.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it's the other one. It's kind of a washed out thing. It says, "This is Keisha again. Mark took this picture." I don't know who Mark is.
Mark Fradia.
I don't know who that is. And then put a bunch of Instagram filters on it because he's an artist. I almost misread that as he's a witch because I'm kind of away from my monitor, which is also plausible because this is some witchery right here. I don't know what to make of this Instagram photo. It's all blue.
Yeah, it's real
tinted.
Blue. Yeah, this dog's doing the same thing. Like, we've got 2 pictures of this dog. No pictures of the face. Just pictures of the body. It's got, like, that short hair that's, like, sort of, like, thin, you know, where, like, you can tell that it's covered in fur, but, like, also you can definitely see, like, a lot of its skin, and I don't like that.
These dogs, I have a feeling, would be, like, those people on MySpace who would only take pictures from the neck down or, like, of wearing a baseball cap over their hideous face.
Yeah, this is the kind of dog that, like, knows it's terribly ugly. Because it's looking away in both of these pictures and sleeping in both of these pictures. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you're sleeping while these guys are recording their podcast? Like, how disrespectful are you?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's real shitty. Yeah, I don't like this dog. I'm going to give this dog a 2, I guess. Like, it's too big to cuddle. I don't know if the face looks good. I don't know what its personality's like because it's just sleeping. Yeah, I'm just really not into this dog. 2 artists out of 5.
Okay, there it is. I was to say, like, as much as that dog's disinterested in the studio around it, you're disinterested in giving that dog any sort of context for its point system.
Yeah, that's how little I care about this dog.
Well, all right. Send in your favorite dog picks to poolpartyradio@gmail.com. We're going to be reviewing these for as long as it takes.
We've only got two or three left, I think, in the email. Josh, you're up next. I know you're getting impatient. And then I think we have, like, I think we got texted a few dogs, and I got some on our Facebook, so.
Oh, yeah. You have to check those out, too.
Yeah, so did you get that? Did you get Robo's dog's pictures?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, we got to start organizing these. Send them in to poolpartyradio@gmail.com. We've only got a few left. But yeah, I want to tell these listeners about my favorite text message exchange, if I may, real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
You were involved, Mr. Frisbee. It happened the other day when Robo said that he wanted us to review. We were all in a group chat. It was me. It was you. It was Robo from Rotten Rantings. It was Katie Rotz, who's dying of the sickness. And there were like two conversations going on once. Robo, he says at first, hey, I want you guys to review my dogs. And then somebody else says, hey, you ever try crawfish, Frisbee, since you live so close to the Gulf? And then you say, I like the tail and the body, but the brains aren't very good. I would never eat those brains again. They gross me out. And it sounded like you were talking about the dog. And it was very funny.
Yeah, that's how I've got on mine, too. Chris goes, rate my fucking dog. And that's when I give my description of what it's like to eat crawfish. It's like, the body and tail were good. If I didn't actually look at the brain, I kind of gag at the thought of those brains. Which reminds me that I was supposed to rate these dogs' brains. So that first dog, I mean, no contest. That's the smartest dog we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he gets 5 out of 5 brains. And yeah, I don't know about those other two. They can't even take a picture to save their fucking lives. So 1, 2 maybe. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just toss those wherever you want.
Yeah, reviewing dogs is fun. Send your dogs. What else is going on? We're dangerously close to when we have to end it. You got something you want to say?
No, I've got nothing that I want to say.
All right. Did you ever watch the Star Wars trailer?
Yeah, I did, actually. I watched that Star Wars trailer.
What do you think about it?
I think I'm probably still not going to see this movie. I don't think I'm going to see a lot of these movies. It seems like the best year for movies, right?
Seems like it.
Yeah, a lot of big features coming out. Avengers 2 and the Star Wars film and Jurassic Galaxy or something.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of big films, and I'm not into any of it. I feel really, really ambivalent towards all of it. I saw that trailer and was excited about what, all the new stuff they were doing. Like, they've got a bunch of new characters and they're not trying to create a bunch of goofy bullshit, like pre-Star Wars original trilogy shit. You know, like big glass pods and whatnot. Stuff that looks like a bowl or whatever that you're flying around in. No pod racing. That's cool. They got X-Wings back. That's real cool. But everything else, I'm just like, I don't know. Just not into that universe, I guess. What about you? Did it get you pumped? Did it get you excited?
No, I didn't get pumped. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I like there's that shot where like the big ship, you know, was like crashed on a planet. And that made me kind of excited because Star Wars, like George Lucas is a shit director. And like, you know, it'll be like the first time ever that Star Wars, except for Empire, because that was not directed by George Lucas. It'll be like the first time that Star Wars like uses pictures to tell a story rather than like just two idiots sitting down on a couch, like giving you exposition for, you know, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, that seems interesting. Like actually using, the motion picture medium in the way that it's intended rather than, sort of making a radio play that is, encased in, green screen, masturbatory effects.
Right.
So that looks kind of cool, but I mean, I don't know. Like Han Solo showing up and talking about we're home. Like it just seems like it's kind of pandering and it's trying to be nostalgic for something that I've got no nostalgia for. I didn't like Star Wars growing up, so I don't care.
Yeah. It's fan service for people who aren't fans. It doesn't make sense. there's got to be fewer fans of Star Wars after those horrible first three movies. Not saying nothing for the other three that you mentioned. Yeah, like growing up, I didn't get the appeal. I'm like, these people are just sitting around talking. It's like, but watch this. See, they got a flashlight now. It's a lightsaber. It's like, ah, that's pretty boring too. Do they use it? Kind of. What do you mean kind of? Well, once. Oh, they like huge epic battle? No, they're just real stiff. And they hit once or twice and the guy gets cut through. It's like, oh, I bet that's gory. Nope. Just a blanket falling.
Yeah, that movie.
It's a cultural phenomenon. That's mm-hmm. It's a touchstone in cinema. Change cinema for the better.
Mm-hmm. The movie where like the most suspenseful part is just a non sequitur where people are stuck in a trash can. That's the most exciting part of the whole movie. Accidentally getting stuck in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the end of the show. send in your dogs or anything you want, any sort of emails at all to poolpartyradio@gmail.com. We want to know what's going on in your life, you know? If you want any advice, we'll give it to you, you know? Yeah, girl troubles? Send us a line, you know? We'll talk you through it. Also, check out craftvapory.com. They were nice. They sent us some stuff that we'll eventually taste. And, so they're cool. If you like vaping, buy their stuff, I guess. Or don't. I haven't reviewed it yet. Who knows? But maybe look at them. Just look at their web. They send cool boxes. At the very least, get one of those boxes. Buy a box.
That sounds good. You can also find us at facebook.com/poolpartyradio. Rate and review on iTunes. And on those Twitter verses too, at Cumulus Frisbee, at Final Parker, at Pool Party Radio.
Mm-hmm. Be my friend on Letterboxd, at Ultimate Parker. I like Letterboxd a great deal.
A ton of movies, yeah. You do.
I'm watching them all. All day long I'm watching movies.
Gotta watch them all. You're like a Pokemaster with movies.
That's true. I've only got like 3 De Palma movies left, and I've seen them all. It's a very exciting journey that I think every boy should go on. Or girl.
There you go. It's De Palma films.
Yeah, so that's about all. We'll be back next week. And until then, this is Parker for Cumulus. Saying thank you for all the fun that you've had.
We are in love with you.
Because we're wrong.